single. Yeah. I've been on my own all my life. I mean, I try to get along as best I can because everything is so darn expensive. All the money it goes into the rent. You just can't hardly make ends meet.
I don't have a phone. I don't have a radio. I don't have a television.
My husband and I had been separated for years, and I have been struggling, you know, alone most of my life. I'm 67.
And did you work?
I worked all my life until I was 60. I was working in the shipping department of some of the warehouses and department stores.
Did you have any pension from those jobs?
No, because I didn't stay very long on any one job. Because as we got laid off or the company moved out of the city or what have you, I'd have to take another job.
I used to work in hotels. Night job, as they call it.
How long did you do that? How many years?
60 years. All my life I was working to help myself.
You don't get a pension from those jobs?
No.
Do you have a pension from your husband?
No, no pension.
Women in general, the present elderly, have not been in the job market. That's a recent phenomenon, and therefore they haven't earned Social Security, and they may get half of what their husbands have earned if they have worked at all. The bulk of the women have worked at jobs that paid very little, and Social Security is related, the size of Social Security is related to what your salary's been. So the end result is that the elderly women are poor.
Did you work all your life?
I worked since I was 18.
And what kind of work did you do?
I did housework, domestic work. Then I went in nursing aid work.
I never worked because right away, 2 months after marriage, I became pregnant. Those years, women didn't go to work.
What do you get from Social Security?
I think it's $400 now. My husband belonged to a union. He had $115. That was every month while he was living.
$115 a month from his union pension.
Yeah. Pension.
But then after he died, did you get that?
Everything was cut off. From the veteran was cut off,
yeah.
And the union was cut off.
When you get to be about 57, you might easily be divorced or a widow, and that's the average age. And you're without proper support, economic support. The men make about twice as much in pay, in benefits, and in Social Security. So the first thing we have to do is to straighten out that economic inequity and do it in law, because it exists in law. Or you take the woman who's worked all her life in the home. No benefits for all the hours she's put in, all the maintenance she's done there, and yet she's left without a penny for all those hours of work she's put in. We have to give credit there.
Died in the house, every penny was spent for doctors. Mm. At that time, I didn't get a penny from nobody because my husband wasn't 65, so I had to wait 3 years till 62. See, they wouldn't give me before. I think I got $63 a month. That's what they gave me.
Did he have a pension that you have access to or anything? No?
No.
Did you have any savings from when your husband worked?
Yeah, I did have. Every penny went for the doctors.
There's no reasonable rent around for a single woman in terms of apartments or places.
I get Social Security, but most of it goes in the rent. The rent is so high. I paid $235.38
for one room in a hotel.
And the bathroom is a mile away to the other end.
Do you live off Social Security?
Social Security.
Only Social Security?
Only Social Security.
How much Social Security do you get a month?
$361.
And how much do you pay for rent for this room?
This room is $85.99.
A week?
A week.
On an average, they have $2 to $3 per day remaining after they've paid their rent. Since they have no cooking facilities, they eat out 3 meals per day, and the cost is really astronomical. For most of the people we provide lunch to, the meal they have with us is the only hot meal they have during the day, and for many of them, it's the only meal that they eat at all.
Do you come here for one meal every day?
I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the morning till 12 o'clock, you can't get a place to sit down. And a cup of coffee is almost a dollar. Mm-hmm. The only reason why I have to eat more is because I live alone. And if I get sick, it's a waste.
I'm all alone, and I can't live with my children because my son is in Boston. My daughter is 70 miles from here, 75, and they both work. Or they come and mm-hmm. see and bring me some, you know, things. They're proud of me, they say so, because I can manage.
For every 100 men over the age of 65, there are 150 women. And most of those men, if they become widowed, remarry very quickly to younger women. So what we have at the end of life for women is a feminist society. And how do you deal with a feminist society? Many women are choosing to deal with it by just staying alone and perishing, really dying, almost committing suicide, you know, because they withdraw so much from society because they don't have a man around. It's very important for all of us to develop strong women friendships.
How many children do you have?
I have three, so I lost one, 57 years old.
Your oldest child?
She just died 5 years ago. She took care of us old folks.
But she lived around...
They lived in Jersey, not around here.
And where are your other two children?
Also Jersey.
Do you see them very often?
Very little. When you're well, you got a lot of friends. But not when we get old and sick.
My first husband died in 1945, and now it's 1982. I never get over. Never. You never forget. I only have pity for these women that they're so alone. You know, I hear a radio, WR, in the morning, news and everything, doctors talk, WEPC, and women, when they talk, they cry. I cry with them because I understand what they're so lonely.
On the Lower East Side, we see a lot of widows who lived in an area that was once prosperous, or at least it was compatible with their existence. And the net result of all these various things is the neighborhood changing, income changing, husbands dying or leaving, and children being alienated, is that we find it with people living like really total isolates.
I walked into the building downstairs in the lobby, and the fellow, he lived on the fifth floor there. I knew he lived there, so I walked in. As soon as he seen me walking in by the radiator, took out a knife and asked me for the money. I had $80, so he took it. And he says to me, if you lock me up, my friends will kill you. And he was holding the knife here, so I got scared. I couldn't say anything. I wanted to say, take it and go away. I couldn't even say that.
Our society has viewed older people as being undesirable. Most of the magazines, movies, most of the material that hits television or radio, if you will, focuses on youth. You are considered no longer attractive. Older people are obviously not sex objects, and in our society, a sex object is what is desirable. I think it's very hard for older women to keep their self-confidence, to keep their self-image strong. I think our society is just beginning to recognize that, one, there is no great dividing line at 65. People don't suddenly leap from being part of the mainstream into being a doddering old idiot at 65. And I think that's the toughest thing that we have to combat, the image of older people as being useless, as being unhealthy, which isn't true.
You have so many old people that they are so intelligent. And, you know, they see that how people care about them, they don't want to even live. They need people should have an interest in them, so share with them. They shouldn't feel so alone.